Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at Beachbody.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about Instagram, and I'm going to share with you an insight, maybe even an opinion, that a lot of people are going to disagree with. A lot of Instagram experts even are going to disagree with what I'm about to say. But I'm just going to come right out and say it, and that's that you probably care too much about hashtags on Instagram. Now, 5-6 years ago, hashtags were big on Instagram. Hashtags were basically the only way to get discovered by new people. Hashtags were like SEO, search engine optimization, for Instagram. But times have changed. The first thing that I need to tell you comes from new data and insights, which tells us that in the past, where we've told you to use 30 hashtags, it's now recommended to only use 8 to 15 hashtags. In the past, really honestly, for almost all time on Instagram, everyone, myself included, has told you to use 30 hashtags. And that's because Instagram has allowed us to use 30 hashtags on every single one of our feed posts. And so we've always preached, use 30 hashtags. Get the maximum bang for your buck. Get the most out of hashtags. Use all 30. But what we've recently discovered, and this comes in part from a conversation that a good friend of mine, Lucas O'Keefe, who is another fellow Instagram expert, he had a conversation with Instagram employees, and then we ran the numbers, we did the testing, and we concluded that what they told him was accurate, which is that if you use 30 hashtags, you might be confusing the algorithm. And I believe we've shared this before on Build Your Tribe, but hopefully this is a sigh of relief for you to now only have to use 8 to 15 hashtags. Now, let's go back to what I was saying early on, which is that you probably care too much about hashtags. The reason that I say this is that hashtags are always going to be hit or miss. Sometimes they're going to provide you with a big boost. Sometimes it's going to be crickets. Sometimes they're going to be very effective and they're going to help you reach thousands of new people. And sometimes they're going to help you reach zero new people. Relying on hashtags on Instagram as one of your central growth strategies or one of the key pillars to your success on Instagram is ultimately a strategy that's going to lead you to a lot of disappointment, frustration, and failure. Hashtags are literally designed to be a little bit unpredictable. And the reason for this is that Instagram doesn't want any single individual or group of individuals to dominate and take over a group of hashtags. Hashtags are also run by AI, artificial intelligence. They're run by the algorithm of Instagram. And they're literally designed so that no single individual can just dominate and capitalize and control one hashtag. So hashtags, in my opinion, should be thought of like the cherry on top of your content. They can help, but it's not a guarantee. And it's not something that you should rely upon. It's something that can give you a boost. And that's why I'm going to still recommend that you use hashtags. I still think that they can be beneficial and that they should be used. Again, 8 to 15 hashtags on every single post. Every single feed post should have those hashtags, and those hashtags should generally be niche specific. They should be related to the content that you actually are posting about. But the biggest takeaway that you can have from this episode is that you don't need to stress out and focus on them. There are so many more effective and beneficial ways to grow. So many more reliable ways to grow on Instagram. Some of those we've shared with you here on Build Your Tribe. All of those we've shared with you inside the Insta Club Hub if you are a member. And so I cannot say it enough. Yes, hashtags can be beneficial. Yes, I still recommend you continue to use them. But no, you should not count on them. You should not think of them as one of your central growth strategies, one of the pillars of your success on Instagram. It's just a one-way ticket for frustration, disappointment, and failure. And listen, if your hashtags are working great, if you're having great success with them, then keep going. Keep using that strategy. By all means, congratulations, knock yourself out, keep going. If you're having success using 18 hashtags or 30, or you're having success using one or two hashtags, go ahead. Keep going with what's working for you. What we can tell you is that the general best practices say that you're going to get the most reach from using 8 to 15 hashtags. But like I've said a million times, I'm sure I sound like a broken record. I'm sure you're checking your podcast app right now to make sure it's not broken. Hashtags are not reliable. They're rarely going to be something that you can count on for success on Instagram. Hopefully, this is a little bit of a breath of fresh air. Hopefully, this is a little bit of a relief for you and one less thing that you have to stress out about, one less thing that you have to worry about when it comes to Instagram. The quality of your content, the consistency of your posting, the value you share, the engagement and relationships that you are forming on Instagram, all of that matters so much more than the exact number of hashtags you use and the exact words that you put in those hashtags. So definitely continue to use hashtags, but also definitely stop worrying so much about them. And as always, happy networking.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this: do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Barack Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I gotta tell you. So I wanna invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.